is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where the first and only vice presidential debate will take place tomorrow. Outside our studios here in Midtown Manhattan, the barricades are up and the Secret Service is in the building.
The debate between Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will serve different purposes for the candidates, according to former New York Democratic legislator Josh Lafazan. He says Vance must demonstrate likability.
In his own home region, he has a 28% favorability compared to 44% unfavorability.
He says it's more about policy for Walz.
He has to show those moderate credentials for voters in those swing states who perhaps think he might be too liberal on policy.
The debate will be held at the CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
Former President Donald Trump was on the attack at a campaign stop in Wisconsin, where he focused on border issues with this unverified claim.
But she's so radical, she even wants to legalize fentanyl right away. Fentanyl will kill you just a little tiny on the top of a pin, and you're dead. I have so many friends that have lost their children to fentanyl.
Vice President Harris says she plans to visit areas hit by Hurricane Helene as soon as possible without, as the White House says, disrupting emergency response operations. There are communities in North Carolina cut off by road because of unprecedented rainfall dumped by Helene. Some 2.5 feet of rain fell in some areas, causing floods that swept away homes and people in them. CBS's Christian Benavidas.
Supplies are running low in South Carolina, where long lines of cars are growing outside gas stations.
We're out of ice, water, gas cans.
Tennessee and Georgia are cleaning up as well, where flash flooding led to a number of rescues devastating communities. Parts of Florida recorded more than 15 feet of storm surge. Governor Ron DeSantis is touring some of the devastation. Rescue teams are also going door to door to ensure residents are safe.
At least 116 people have died. 45,000 dock workers on the East Coast and in the Gulf of Mexico could walk off the job in less than a day if they do not reach an agreement with the association that represents port associations, terminal operators, and container carriers. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says a strike will hurt the economy, but may only be temporary.
The potential impact to the economy would probably be modest, maybe shaving off about 0.1% of the country's annualized gross domestic product, which is running at around 3% right now. However, once the strike is resolved and the backlog is cleared up, then the impact would be reversed and the economy would gain back that lost ground.
That strike could start at midnight tonight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
A possible class for credit in high school.
Parents surveyed said they're responsible for teaching their kids to handle their finances. But 53% of college-age students said they are not good money managers. Mary Drausch, the head of consumer products at Bank of America.
Reality is there's so much content out there, it's overwhelming.
Financial tools are getting better. Bank of America has created one example, a family banking account giving parents oversight of their child's spending.
So that as they're learning how to manage their money, they can do it in a responsible way.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
A day after launching from the Kennedy Space Center, a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft caught up with the International Space Station and moved in for docking, bringing a NASA astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut to the outpost to join two Starliner astronauts for a five-month journey. It comes amid word from SpaceX that it's suspending Falcon 9 launches while engineers work to figure out what caused the crew's Falcon 9 upper stage to misfire on Saturday. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 62. Highs near 73, lots of sunshine on your Monday. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Northwest winds up to 25 miles per hour. For Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 70 and low 70s Thursday. Currently, 66 degrees.
Magdalene rules your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' rules and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world right.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
News and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, get down on my knees for you.
I'm trying to show you. side.
Any bird's eye.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Thank you.
Kenosha.